Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Things that he has done. We want to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. And we want you to know that this is Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor, founder of Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center. We have been sent to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've been sent to preach the uncompromised word of God, that souls will be saved and that lives will be changed. So come on, friend. You have a time. You have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, this morning you are listening to the Hour Power broadcast. And yes, we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. You will find us today, as every Wednesday morning, in the Word of God. And we're going to be coming today from the book of Luke. And you will find us in that fifth chapter of Luke, beginning at that first verse. And it reads, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out unto the deep, and let down your net for a draught." Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Father, we praise, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great and the mighty things that you have done. This morning, God, we give you praise and glory and honor. For your word say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn away from their wicked way, you say, God, that you will hear from heaven. You said, God, that you would forgive the sin, and you said that you would heal the land. So today, God, we ask you, God, to forgive sin and to heal the land. Give us that high height and that deeper death in thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, when we look at the Word of God, we see in the book of Luke, in that fifth chapter, where Jesus had came to a certain place, and the people had began to press upon him. They pressed because not that they were trying to see an exhibit, not that they were trying to get to go into a store like Walmart's or these other different stores, or Kmart, the stores that are having the sale. No, they weren't pressing because they were trying to get in order to get a deal and to get a discount, but they were pressing in because they were trying to hear the word of God. They wanted something that they knew that God was able to get to give unto them. So the word of God said that they press. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we have to press our way. No matter how we feel in certain situations of our life and in our life, it's time for us to press our way and to get verb, it counts us, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them. So we see that about the God that we serve, he has a plan for our lives. And he has a plan and a vision for us and for his people. So therefore, although the people were pressing, he knew that he wanted to be able to teach them. He wanted to be able so they could constantly hear the word of God and that they could see him. So when the Lord sees the two ships that were standing by the lake, but there were no fishermen in the lake, the word of God says, and he entered to one of the ships, which were Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down, taught the people out of the ship. Did you get that? The ship, the people weren't in the ship. They wasn't fishing any longer. But he seen Simon, and he told Simon to launch out. He told him that to thrust out a little from the land. Why? Because he needed to teach the people. He needed to give the people some substance. He needed to build their faith. Don't you need your faith this morning? Don't you need that ever increasing faith? Don't you need faith that move mountains? It's time for us to move some mountain. What are you talking about, Dr. McCoy? I'm talking about those difficult things, those things that are live, that seem to be unsurmountable, seem to be so difficult, seem that we can't even make the distance or get those things that we desire, and get the healing that we desire, and get the deliverance that we desire, and get the things in life that we need to sustain us. But the word of God tells us that he told Simon to thrust out because he wanted to teach the people. He wanted to be able to, so they can hear the word of the Lord. And the word says in that fourth verse, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out unto the deep and let down your net for a drop. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Simon loved God, and he knew that what God was speaking unto him was true. Yet sometimes we don't understand how God is going to do things in our lives. We don't know for what reason God tells us to do certain things. But all we need to do, no matter if we don't understand, all we need to do is to obey God, because obedience is better than a sacrifice. No, he didn't know what God was about to do because they had been out all night long. They had been toiling. They had been trying to catch the fish. That was their occupation. That's what they did. But yet they caught the word of God, let us know they didn't catch anything. But here God is telling them, he said he called Simon by name. He told Simon to launch out into the deep and let down your net for a drop. So therefore, he knew again that he is already, and they had already been out there fishing. But here God is saying, to launch out into the deep. And here God is telling him to let down your nets for a drop. In other words, with expectation that you're going to get what you didn't get before, what you didn't receive before. Why? Because I am here. Why? Because I'm God. Why? Because I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. I am the true and the living God. Why? Because I have all power in my hand. Why? Because I'm able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think. Oh, Salma didn't see any evidence of any fishes, but he threw the net down. But and it was more than one net, because the word of God say net. He thrust that net and cast that net as God had instructed him to do. He let him down. He let down the net, because that's what the word of God said. He let the nets down for a drop. And Salmon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And sometimes we ought to listen, and we ought to hear what God is saying. Not just sometimes, all the time. Because sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes we fail to see what God is telling us and what God is instructing us, what God is showing us. Why? Because we've been there before. Why? Because you've seen the evidence that things that Christ is saying, you didn't see that evidence before, but now Christ is telling you and us, let's go a little further. Let's launch out into the deep. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, that we launch out into the deep. No, I don't see that book that I want to write. No, I don't see where the money is going to come from. Oh no, I got to go to the grocery store, but I don't see I don't have that money in order to buy what I need in that grocery store. No, I want to send my son and my daughter to college, but I don't see we're putting grants in and we apply to the colleges, but no, they turned us down and they didn't accept my son and they didn't accept my daughter. But what is Christ saying? To launch out into the deep, to go further. Don't stop what you're doing. Believe my word. Don't believe what you're seeing. Don't believe what you heard. Because the Bible said faith come by hearing by the word of God. You can't hear and listen to what people are saying, but you got to be listening to what God is saying to you. I hope you're listening to me, radio audience, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, because God wants to build your faith. He wants you to have that ever-increasing faith. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. Why were they going to come help them? Well, in that sixth verse, it tells us when they had this done, they enclosed a multitude of fishes, and their nets began to break. Why? Because God has spoken it into existence. Why? Because of the fact that there is nothing too hard for God to do. And because they obeyed God. See, there is nothing too hard for God. And because you don't see it in the natural, and when you obey God, you see the multiplication. You see things that are coming and that will come into existence. And when they did this, they beckoned unto their partners, which were the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and they filled both the ships so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." I'm sinful, God. I don't even deserve to be in front of you. I don't deserve to just stand upright before you because of the fact I acknowledge that I am sinful and that you are so mighty, and God, that you have so much authority, and God, you have so much power, and God, you can do any and everything. But Simon, Danish, and all that were with him at the draw of the fishes which were that had been taken. And so was James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." You know, God has a way that is mighty sweet. He has a way to build our faith. And we allow him just to build our faith. And you know what? God has given the word of God for us to read. But the word of God says to study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. If we don't read the word of God, we can't rightly divide it. We don't understand it. If we don't read it, if we don't ask God for understanding, then we don't have the faith to believe God to step out and to launch unto the deep. We have some things in our lives that you need God, I need God to move in. But God wants us to believe him and to have faith and to have confidence in him. No matter what situation that you may be going through today, you got to believe that God is able to move on your behalf. No matter what you, the devil, or doctor have said to you today or yesterday, you got to believe that all things are possible to him that believes. I read in the word of God how this man that was born blind from his mother's womb, how God put the clay upon his eyes and how he was able to see. Why? Because he is God. Sometimes we don't know how God is going to work miracles in our lives. But all we need to know is that he is a miracle worker. All we need to know is that God loves me, and that he's going to move on my behalf. And so, therefore, I say to you today to expect a miracle from God every day of your life. I say to you, get up in the morning expecting a miracle from God. Get up in the morning expecting a supernatural miracle from the Most High God. Why? Because he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask of faith. You've got to stand on God's word. You have to believe God and to know that whatever you are in need of, God is able to supply. But you are saying, you know what? This situation that I'm in, it is so big. It is so huge. I'm about to be put out of my house. I'm about to lose my mind. Don't even make that confession of faith. Why? Because you're not going to lose your mind. You're not going to be put out of your house. You are going to be healed. You shall be healed, you shall be delivered. There is nothing, again, too hard for God. God is a God of miracles, even as he told Peter to launch out into the deep. We too need to launch out into the deep for the multitude of blessings. No, Peter needed fishes. His friends, his partners, they went fishing. That's what they needed. They needed so they can help us. They can sell them. They can help, you know, feed their families. That's what they needed. But you may not need a multitude of fishes. You may need a house. You may need a car. You may need to be or want to get pregnant because you and your husband desires a child. You may be blind. You may be lame. You may have infirmities in your body. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, God is able to supply that need. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we have preached your word on this morning. God, we have taught your word, Father, in a way, God, that you will give clarity and understanding to your people. God, that they will have that ever-increasing faith. God, that the word of God will be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway. Father, I ask thee in the name of Jesus, ever increase our faith. Ever give us more and more of you. Lord God, we thank you because you are God of miracles. God, you are a healer. You are a deliverer. God, you are a mind fixer, a heart regulator. We thank you today for your presence. We thank you today for your anointing. We thank you, God, today for all that you have done. We thank you, God, for the hearers and the doers of your word. And for this, God, we will bless and praise your name. Father, in Jesus' name. And God, those that are listening, God, that do not know you as Lord and Savior, God, that have not given their heart to you, I pray even now, God, because your word says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, you said, God, that we shall be saved. And Father, my desire and your desire, Father, that your people be saved. Father God, cause the day, let the day be a day of praise, a day of thanksgiving, a day of celebration for the souls that have been won by the preaching of the word. And God, the souls that will be won by believers here and everywhere will go forth and win more souls for the kingdom of God. For your word says the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. So, God, we thank you for sending more labors unto the vineyard. And, Father, we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You have been listening to the Our Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in on Wednesday of next week as we give you a full plate, a full word of God that are able to quench that hunger and that thirst, to cause you to stand on the word, to cause you to believe God's word, and to know that there is nothing too hard for God. May God bless and keep you, face shine upon you, today and always. Listen, please join us on this coming Sunday at 5045 Soutel Drive, Suite 90, as we again preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God, that you and others can be saved, that you can receive that ever increasing faith. You may be already saved. Cry Christ already in your life. But even as we eat every day, we need more and more Christ. So come on, join us this coming Sunday at 11 a.m. at 5045 Soutel Drive here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you.